Maybe it's on.
We're live.
Oh. Hold on.
Shut that. You gotta shut that door, I think.
Yeah, restart.
Let's go.
It's time for the S.
E-O-Show.
What's up, you cartoons and you the cartoon graveyard?
Welcome back to another episode of SEO. We're back in hot. We're hotter than ever.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you already pulled up the trends.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of kind of a wild, off-the-cuff episode today. We're on the porch, baby. We're on the porch. We're outside, and we're hot. We got the laptop pulled up.
So this is the SEO show. This is the show where we are sponsored by Paul Simon, and we talk about Google trending searches so that we can put them in our metadata so that that will come up when people Google things, and maybe then we'll get organic traffic, organic listeners. So if this is your first time hearing the show, welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
That means the SEO worked.
Yeah, we've been gone for a while. I feel like we should address where we've been because we kind of took
a holiday break. I mean, we're in the...
Is that what it was? We never talked about
first it. First and foremost, this is show business. And as you know, most of Hollywood goes on break along... Like, it starts with... Because a lot of people are Jewish here. And so when Hanukkah starts, they're just out. They're out until mid-January.
Right,
so
right.
That's basically what this is.
But we just want to let you guys know that we've been cooking, basically.
We have been cooking.
We've been cooking up some hot shit, but today we're here for... The skillet's been hot.
But also, like, I have to say, like, it was really depressing seeing the news every week. It's pretty sad to look at what's popular. It's, like, not just sports, but also just, like, seeing, like...
I mean,
you
so
know,
basically...
California burning down. That was right. Happening in November before we went on hiatus.
That's why, actually. We were too about to get into that as a good transition. Like, we were just so fucking bummed out and honestly sick from all the fucking, like, the air quality was just horrendous. And, yeah, I don't know.
Do you feel like we should be this close to our mouths?
Probably would help from now. Yeah, we'll...
Treat it like a microphone, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so let's get on the trends.
So if you guys want to play at home, you can go to trends.google.com. You're going to want to go to the menu on the side and go to trending searches. It's Thursday, January 10th, 2019. First, the highest thing trending today is Demi Lee Nell Peters. Tim Tebow gets engaged with former Miss Universe Demi.
Oh, right. My God.
Is this big news to you at all?
No, not at all.
Tim Tebow looks like a dude. I don't know. He just looks like a dude in college. Let's get out of this news.
Yeah. Fuck that. Okay. Oh shit. Clicking around on the old computer.
Did we forget to say anything at the beginning of SES show?
What do you mean?
I guess hi, I'm Ryan. Do we ever introduce ourselves ever?
Oh, I mean, I think everyone knew. I'm Zach. We're back on the... No, we don't fucking introduce ourselves.
I was actually planning on starting again pretty soon, but I just never... I was like, God, I just didn't want to see the bad news.
Right.
I've seen it in passing.
Well, what else do we got? Have
you? Dog's Way Home. A review is somehow trending? It's just a review of a book is trending? It must be a good-ass book. Pulls at the heartstrings. A Dog's Way Home. Oh, frick. It's a movie. A Dog's Way Home.
It looks tight from the pictures I'm seeing here. It looks like a very cool, like, proud dog.
We should get... Our little brother Kyle has been really into dogs. He's going to see this and probably just, like, cries.
I'm looking for some literature to read because I'm, like, 2019, I want to read more.
This is not a book.
So,
this is a movie.
Is it?
I thought
is
that was
it
not clear?
Is it not? Clear. I thought it was maybe like origin from a book.
No,
from a book, perhaps.
No, I just misread it at first.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
it's just I don't think it was a book first.
Well, just keep that in mind, guys. If you have any book recommendations for me, please let me know. Reach out to me. I'd love to see it and pop a rating in if you wouldn't mind. Because Lord knows we need them.
I'm gonna lift up this computer because we're kind of hunched over right now, and I think that might affect our pipes. Guys, before we were hunched over, and if you thought we sounded weird, like we were talking weird, it's because maybe we were because we were hunched over.
Let's get up. Can we get up here, maybe?
All right, throw it on the grill.
We're on the grill.
We're coming to you live from West Hollywood tonight, and you can hear. If you hear some traffic, that's some authentico West Hollywood traffic. Just letting you know. It's a beautiful night, around 55 degrees, would you say?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm bundled up, so I'm fine.
We got the computer perched up on the grill now.
On the board.
We're fucking cooking right now. We are fucking cooking.
Let's go to yesterday's news, because I'm not seeing anything I'm loving on the lineup.
No, I'm like, there's nothing here that's popping out.
Lauren Sanchez, 2 million searches yesterday. Who the heck is that? Oh, Jeff Bezos' girlfriend.
Jeff Bezos' girlfriend.
I think I read somewhere else he's getting a divorce and it's gonna cost him $70 billion. That's the headline. That's the headline I read.
I mean, hey, it happens.
All right. I mean,
I don't care. Like, I don't care at all, and I don't think he does either.
Okay. So he's dating a former TV anchor. All right. Whatever, dude.
Cool.
I don't really care about that news. Freddie Kitchens?
Who the hell is Freddie Kitchens? Oh, it's a football player. Is that a... What? We're not interested.
Sorry guys, just scrolling through reading this and thinking like this is really boring. There's not any good news.
There really isn't.
Looking for like Deadliest Catch.
What is Deadliest Catch on there?
That's actually some people died. I'm not gonna
read. Oh,
that's why I didn't come back to the SEO show. Because they'll give you a funny headline and you laugh at it and you just start making jokes about it and then you find out people just died. That's what keeps happening. That's what always happened on this show. And I kept feeling bad.
Fuck. You're right.
Okay. Diana Ross's birthday.
So you weren't even going to want to come back to SEO. Let's talk about the show now. This isn't even about the fucking news anymore. This is the fucking tea. The kettle is hot. You don't want to be on the SEO show anymore.
I just want it to be something else, which is not reading the trending searches.
What do we have to read?
Nah, it's still a good show idea, but it's pretty exhausting to just like fall into these like psychological landmines on a weekly basis. And
it's kinda true.
I want to tell you guys at home, I'm filtering out all the bad news a lot of the time. Like, I'm looking at it on the Google trending searches, and I just don't even say anything about it, because it's like...
What are you going to say?
I'm presenting a Pozcore world to the listener, really. I'm filtering it out and making it nicer so that it's easier to deal with. And maybe that's not ethical. Maybe I should... I don't know. I don't know. I'm just picking the things that I know about.
Nah, you got to do what you got to do. No one's judging you there, but...
Like, when the kids were stuck in the cave, remember...
Yeah.
The summer when the kids were stuck in the...
Oh, you're right. It really is. It's all... You're just reporting the bad news. It's true. It's tough.
And everybody is... And Elon Musk had the submarine.
Are we ending the show right now? Is this the end of the show? Like,
I'm just guessing. I guess we're just sort of... This is like a behind the music combined with an episode. No, but we pretty much always are behind the music on the show. So that's not really that different.
God, I'm so fucking high. Like, brutally.
Tuesday, January 8th, 2019, with 1 million searches, the word Trump. He's a gut politician.
No. We gotta close out. I think we need to go back on break. We're going back on hiatus. I'm serious.
No, wait. Bonnaroo, 2019.
Fucking Bonnaroo.
100K searches on Tuesday. Bonnaroo 2019 lineup. Nah, I don't really care about that, guys. Childish Gambino's playing. I don't care.
Oh, God.
Elvis's birthday. I was thinking about Elvis recently, too.
Yeah. What about?
I was thinking, like, you know how he like, stole black music and then presented it and, like, he did covers of it, and people were like, kind of like, that's kind of like the controversy behind him,
right?
Was that okay? I guess I'm always thinking, like, okay, that was bad, but it got some white people listening to black music, and they maybe heard that and then started listening to the real stuff. Was, do you have to have an Elvis? Is an Elvis necessary? I guess I'm saying, would you, if not for Elvis, would things have been worse? Or, like, how do you avoid an Elvis?
I have no idea.
I know.
I don't have an answer for that.
I just think it's, like, a real conundrum. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a stupid question, but anyway.
I think it's an interesting question. I appreciate it. We appreciate all kinds of
questions. Because, Talking Heads... If
we're not questioning, what are we doing?
Well, I'm saying, because there's, a lot of, Western bands, Talking Heads, they took, African beats, and then people probably got, Talking Heads, and then started listening to the real shit, so it's,
true. Facts.
So it's, is it a, I guess this is, I'm sorry to say, am I forgiving appropriation, Disappropriating, you can't take that, this is my culture. I am forgiving that in a way, but maybe I shouldn't do that, but I guess I am... trying to see the other side, but I don't know.
Grass is always greener on the other side is what they say.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
The Dow Jones is...
The Dow Jones is down 2 points today.
Dow Jones futures up after China trade talks. 50K searches.
Amazon stock. Let's just read the fucking headlines and just keep scrolling.
I hate how Google Doodles claim to be top searches a lot of the times, but I just don't think so.
Is that?
Google Doodles, when there's a holiday, if you go to the Google homepage, it'll be an animation, or sometimes it's a video game. Google loves to have fun with the holidays in this launch page.
I do like those always, classically.
They're always at the top. I don't ever mention this, but they are oftentimes trending searches. I don't talk about them, but
is it because they're searched for because they click on the actual thing and they click into it?
Is that part of it?
I would think.
Is a click onto
it? Yeah, because everyone clicks on it.
Does a click count as a search? I don't think
a click to click.
Well, if you click it.
A click's a click.
I guess a click just is related to a search term. You click it and it'd be this is fucking Harriet B. Tudman,
Right.
And you just go to
shout out
the search for that. I guess that's true. I guess that's true, but I guess it's it's kind of rigged, because this is Google talking about itself. I don't know. Whatever.
Fuck.
I guess they're just reporting how many people clicked on it, which is 2 million. Google Doodle. It was 30K scholarship. Okay. I don't want to read about it. Whatever.
I'm telling you, we're not ready. We're not fucking ready to get back. Oh my god, guys.
Why was LinkedIn trending? How to power up your LinkedIn game. Why was that trending with 200K searches the other day? Why was that the 10th most searched thing the other day?
Well,
anything? I'm just scrolling back through the searches. I'm back on Sunday. The Golden Globes. What'd you think about Mr. Robot winning for Freddie Mercury?
I was really happy about it. I thought that his character was, he really portrayed Freddie Mercury very well to the T, I'd say. Almost to the T.
I just watched a cam of the movie. It was a pretty dirty cam. The dark scenes, the dark shots, I couldn't really see anything.
But
and some of the audio is really echoey for some reason.
Sounds like it sucks.
It was a bad cam, but I watched all of it. It had
oh, no.
It had a watermark on the corner the whole time. It was a pretty dirty cam of Bohemian Rhapsody, but it was pretty good, so I recommend it. even through all of those trials and tribulations of, and it was like Russian text too. Anytime they'd show like establishing like right. this is where the shot was, like it was like Texas 1987, whatever. It was like a lot of everything was against the movie for this cam, and it still came through and was pretty watchable. So,
shout out to that. So that's a good sign, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll get a cam that's just too dirty that I'll just not even. I won't go forward.
Dude, I'm so fucking high. Like, I don't know if I could continue the show right now. I'm not kidding you. Right, I need to sit down.
Shout out to Rami Malek. All right.
Like, those fucking decarbos hit me like a rock.
We just ate some decarboxylated weed, which is just... You just heat up the flower to 250 degrees, 27 minutes, pop it out. And you can just eat that with, you know, anything. And it's drugs.
I'm telling you right now, guys, I gotta sign out. I know this is a short one. I know this is not maybe what you wanted, but it's what you're gonna get. Thanks for sticking around.
One of the things we were cooking on was Zach and I started another podcast called the Impulsive Postcast, which is every week we wrap up all the Logan Paul, infamous YouTuber, is doing a podcast called Impulsive. Zach and I listen to all of them. We also watch his vlogs and stuff, and basically every week we recap what he did on the podcast and what we think about it, and we talk about it in sort of an academic way, because we call ourselves Paulologists. And yeah, it's also, we film it too. It's on YouTube and on where podcasts are served. And you're going to search Impulsive Postcast?
I consider it kind of like an art form. Kind of like...
performance art?
Yeah.
I'd say so. Yeah.
So, it's deeper than what you might think.
I take notes. I will listen to every Impulsive episode, and I watch it sometimes. I have a contraption where I can watch things on my phone and cook food at the same time. It's like a neck mount, and so I've been watching the episodes that way and keeping notes. So, guys, I'm comprehensive.
Yeah, and we got plans to do... We were talking about maybe a live...
Impulsive? Postcast?
Live SEO.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Shorter... content,
I guess. Short form, guys, give us what kind of content do you
want
to see?
What do you guys want?
You've never said reacted to anything we've done, so I don't know why you guys don't ever ever answer when we ask the audience to like say stuff to us. Have they ever said anything?
No, not really. You know, we've got a couple hollers, but we could use a couple more.
I know you guys are out there. Oh, I forgot. I teased my Armageddon chat with my friend Nate, and my phone freaking died. iPhone freaking died, and so I don't know if he's like texting me or anything.
Wait,
so like,
what are you talking about though?
I was gonna have an Armageddon or artificial intelligence Armageddon, like, chat about like AI destroying humanity and stuff with Nate Furiati.
Yeah.
And we did the hype cast, and we said we were going to do it in like a week or so.
Yeah.
And my phone died, and so I can't text him or anything. I tried to message him on Anchor, and Anchor doesn't have the ability to message people anymore.
Did they used to?
Yeah, they used to. Anchor, what? I guess Anchor's mutating all the time.
Guys, shout out to Anchor. We've had our differences for sure, but thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you to Anchor, and thanks for being here. Rate us in the Apple Store, do the thing, like, subscribe, like it,
Yeah, check out Impulsive Postcast. You're going to search Postcast, and it's going to say, did you mean podcast? And it's not even going to... So I really set us up for failure there, because, like, it's so hard to search.
It's tough. It's tough. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay, well, talk to you later, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.